good evening to all those joining in here online through BBS Radio. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling from Magalia, California. This is, as usual, a simulcast for a conference call. We have some people on the phone. It's not too crowded yet tonight. Good Wednesday evening. Tonight's call is about, if you have questions, we have answers. Feel free to submit a question, as the email address is in the announcement email that you will have received. We had another person join in here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But that's only if you want to. And we welcome. Good
Marilyn.
Evening, welcome.
Oops.
This is Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Prudence from North Carolina. Hello, all.
Hello, Prudence. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Catherine from California.
Good evening to you, Catherine, and welcome.
Oh, I'm watching a coyote.
All right.
Cross the street here. He must be hungry. This is the city.
What city are you
in? He's a little one.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Good evening to you, Bonnie, and welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. I welcome all those that are online here with us through BBS. Thank you for being here. It is quite quiet here on the phone line. And we are waiting for our host, Win Free, and his co-host, Terry Brown, to lead the show tonight.
They're preparing for it. When they expect it to happen is what I want to know.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
All right. Can you hide?
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Oh, hi. This is an email.
Say it again, your name, please.
Hi,
this is Catherine.
There's two people at the same time.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, I just had to call back. I got dropped off.
Welcome back. And who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Deb in Oregon.
Hello,
Deb.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wayne.
Vin, welcome to the call.
Is Terry here?
She is not here yet.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi. Let me go rouse her. We just got in from Phoenix.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Good evening to you and welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Nice?
Going well, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Bless you, my son.
All right. Thank you. Equally back to you. And I think we had another caller join in. If so, feel free to say your name and location. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hey, good evening, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
You.
Don, you sound serious tonight.
Do I?
I'm yeah. Serious. You're always serious.
Except right then.
Is that hail?
All right. I'll have to tell you, we'll have to tell you a joke. Chris, I'm glad you're sending me Jesus is just all right with me instead of the Doors.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's definitely progress.
All right. Well, moving on up.
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo from Connecticut.
Hello, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, let me go. Ralph Terry, she's not on yet, right?
She's not here yet, correct.
Anybody ever heard the idea of drinking water, keeping a copper vessel of some sort? Kind of it's a Hindu thing.
I'm not familiar with that.
No,
let me welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. So you're saying, Don, drinking water out of copper vessels?
I'm saying that's what they say.
Yes.
I was reading about it. I haven't tried it myself. I was testing out a thing I saw on the internet called blue water, where they say that if you get a cobalt blue glass, I got one at a store, if you put your water in there and then you put it out in direct sunlight, some people think it has kind of health and other kind of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying that a little bit. I haven't really noticed anything spectacular, but just playing around with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of good stuff out there once you know it.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the call to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Eric in New Mexico.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the call, my friend. How are you?
Thank you, brother. I'm doing good.
All right. So in the meantime, 6:05 here, California time or Pacific time. And Wynn is tracing the co-host, Terry Brown. What to do without Terry? Especially on the next call.
I do remember in Paramahansa Yogananda's autobiography that his guru had him wear a copper bracelet type of thing around his arm for a while when he was going through a difficult astrological pattern.
A lot of people wear copper
arthritis
bracelet
too.
Things. Pardon me?
Right, arthritis too.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about wearing copper bracelets, magnet bracelets, all sorts of things. And then Edgar Cayce wrote a whole book. Dictated a book. Somebody did on different kind of stones and things and the beneficial effects they can have on you. There's a lot of people into that.
We had another caller join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, Heis, have you ever heard of Eric Dollard, electronics genius?
No.
Okay. Might want to look him up on YouTube.
What's his name again?
Eric Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D.
All right.
It's interesting to hear somebody else something about electronics to see what they think about it. He was talking about the sun. He said the sun is like a transmitter or a transformer. I forget what it was now. He said it's just a shell. There's nothing inside of it.
Spaceships are going in and out of the sun.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Anne. Hi, Anna from Kent, Washington.
Hello, Anna. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you very much, and to you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Heis.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
We were missing you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
The wind's looking
getting
for
it,
you.
Getting it together after we just got back from Phoenix.
Yes.
All right.
I think Wynn's looking for you, Terry.
No, I found her. I'm back.
Yeah, he found me.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Somebody laughing in the background?
I don't hear anything in the background.
Okay.
Somebody was.
Today is the 16th, is it? Isn't that right?
It is the 15th.
Yesterday was Flag Day. Do they still have a Flag Day?
Yeah. Paradise, you do, yeah.
It's not, the Muslim flag yet, is it? I would think that somebody's going to complain.
Yeah, they never really specified what flag.
Your volume is low.
My volume is low?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Better.
I'm doing everything right. Let me see here.
Good. Let me mute them.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Am I still low?
You are.
Should I call back and see if it helps?
Let's do that.
Okay, be right back.
All right, then. So I welcome all those that are here online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We can't hear you. We can't see you.
Okay, we're back. Is that better?
All right. That's a little better, yes.
Although I'm talking louder.
All right.
This is how I was talking before. Is that still low?
It is clearer and a little louder, yes.
All right, good. I'll try to speak up. Okay, let's start the recording and let's go for it, okay?
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 15th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and everyone everywhere. And this is our call where we ask questions, you ask questions, and we answer them, or they answer them, okay? And I don't know if you guys are noticing, but things are a bit speeding up. And we have some really important questions tonight. And I thought I'd mention that the Sunday call, for those that you were on it, was really quite different. And did I talk about this on Monday? I might have. But Terry was really fried after that call. And it's like they just came in as part of the initial conversation. Just like they were on a panel with us. It wasn't like a big ceremony or even calling in the light to bring them in. And I did let it happen, and it felt very clear. And I think it's a testimony to all the energy you guys are holding that are helping to create a landing place for the energy of our sources, which say they're the Elohim and the Ra group. And so thank you so much. You know, this is an evolving thing. And then there was a question that on Monday we did another of the series of how the Elohim created the universe. And, you know, Bogdan, who I had to talk to him because he sent me an email, and I said I wanted to put up all of those how the Elohim created the universe up in one place, because it's kind of, you know, on these calls, we go everywhere, okay? We go everywhere. And some people might get on a call and they don't even know we're talking to the Elohim. And it's like the reason for that is because we are supposed to be empowered. We are not supposed to say, I mean, from my perspective anyway, here's the Elohim, and then all kind of fold our hands and be good doobies. Because they want to relate to us with a sense of equality, not a sense of, how would I say it, you know, deference or genuflection. And that, you know what? What does equality mean? It doesn't mean we're the same as them. It doesn't mean that I'm the same as you. It doesn't mean anything like that. It does mean that we are all part of the same energy, and that we all give in our ability to give from our own level. Some people have more, some people have less potential, some people grow into more after they come into our calls, they learn. Some people have more potential, but they haven't reached their potential yet. Every one of us is completely unique, part of all that is going on their path. And we're all equal in the sense that we're all on our path and we're all part of all that is. And the Elohim is part of all that is, and they're a bigger part than we are. They're more expansive than us. And they, when we connect with them as friends and beloveds, they can do things that are amazing. But they don't do it because we patronize them, okay? So you don't have to patronize them. You just have to get into the zone of feeling worthy of such an amazing friend, okay, or connection. I don't know if friend is the best word to use. Guys, what do you think is the best word?
You put me on the spot here. I don't know. I think, a higher connection.
Well, you know what? There's the element of familiarity, but there's the element of respect and all of the above, okay? And so it's like somewhere treading the space between friend and respect, and keep in mind that some of us were Elohim souls. And we volunteered to come into this realm in order to lift the vibration here. And then, like everyone that comes in from the higher realm, we forgot that. We got caught in this realm. And those of you that are of that dispensation are usually the ones that feel the energy the fastest, that hear them talk and say, yeah! Right away. Others of you have to warm up to it. Hear it a while. I don't blame you for warming up to it. I had to warm up to it. I had to scrutinize it. And I tell people, you should scrutinize it, because this is a world full of tricksters. Some people don't take the time to scrutinize it, and they just assume we must be full of it. Those people are missing a huge opportunity, in my opinion, to speed up their evolution. And some people don't want to speed up their evolution. They don't even think it's possible. They think is what you see is what you get, and that's going to be how it stays forever. And I know that's not true. I know that I have done many things in this life that have caused me to speed up my evolution or to go through some of the miasms or the blocks that I had so that I could see more clearly. And I know Terry has done the same thing. Oftentimes, the people that are the most evolved in this realm seem the most crazy to other people. You know, part of the art of being in this realm is presenting yourself in such a manner that you can meet people at the level they're on and not look crazy. They don't have to understand these ideas, okay? Oftentimes, it's just a kind word that and looking at somebody and feeling them and saying something to their real nature. And when you do it, they get it. And then suddenly, I'm always surprised. We were having lunch at a restaurant today, and we had a waitress that was just, what should I call her? Terry, what would you call her? Terry, are you there? Paging Terry. Are you unmuted, Terry? Glad we're checking now.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes all this menu stuff comes up on the screen, and I'm scared to touch anything. But, okay. Yeah, she was really, really, really a sweetheart. I really liked her.
You know what? She was vibrant. She was radiant. She was cute. She was sharp. She had all those things. And she was young, okay? And I looked at her, and I said, this is one of those people that probably came in from another dimension and is here in this realm and doesn't have a clue, okay? One of the wanderers or one of the starseeds. And they're all over the place, okay? What do you tell one of those people? What did I tell her that brought her to... She suddenly paid attention. By the time I was finished, I gave her a card for one of our Sunday calls and told her to check out our website.
Yeah, she seemed really interested in what you were saying. Mm-hmm. And she had to leave and go wait on another table, but said, wait, I got something to say, and she came back.
What did I say that opened the door?
Mm-hmm. You said your usual things that you say.
I can't remember what I said. But, you know, it's
well,
kind of
she
like...
Well, you said that this isn't a religion.
No, but I started out, and I think I asked her, are you a Christian? I might have said that, okay?
She's an agnostic.
She said she was brought up as a Christian, you know? That's what I did to open the door. See, now, you're never supposed to ask a person their religion, are you? But I did it anyway. Because I was trying to figure out how she identified with herself and her radiant nature. And if somebody said they were a Christian, and I felt they really connected to it, I wouldn't even necessarily bring up anything about our work here. I would say, you know what, you're doing a good job because I feel Jesus shining through you. And that makes somebody melt because they're using religion and they're getting it, you know? And my sensitivity is I'm not going to challenge all their belief patterns and try to tell them, check me out. If they're going to church on Sunday and they're radiant, it's working for them. They've connected with the Christed energy, the Christ consciousness through religion. But she said she was an agnostic, and then she started telling me that she and her friend were kind of looking for things. They were like exploring things like reincarnation or whatever. I made her say that. And once she said that, then I knew I had a carte blanche to talk about our material. So you see, it's not like I made the decision to talk about it. I made the decision to acknowledge her for being radiant and having, and then I said, you know, I think that you are a person that came from a higher realm to be here. And I said, I'll bet you when other people are going through lots of stuff, you don't get into it. You can hold your space. And she agreed with me, okay? That's a sign. Oftentimes, if a person came in from a higher dimension and they haven't gotten too screwed up, because sometimes they do. Sometimes they get into drugs. Sometimes they get into, you know, decadent stuff. Sometimes because they have the higher dimensional qualities, that other people are attracted to them, but they're probably the wrong people. And then they get caught up in negative flows. And that's a whole different approach. Yeah, I have to let somebody inspire me. Of course, I can do that. I'm not saying you guys can do that as well as I can, because I happen to be really sensitive, and I'm a really good communicator. And I think on the spot. I'm not just thinking, oh, I got to tell this person to come into my calls or to be my follower. Not at all. That would be a total, wouldn't get any response. It's like I have to respond to them in some unique way that they get that I'm really sensitive to them. And they don't always, but usually I'm surprised how often they do. They do. And once I do that, then they're interested in more stuff. And, you know, depending what I tell them, you know, is, you know, different all the time because I'm in the moment and I'm responding to them. But in any case, you know, you never know, a couple of words like that can totally change somebody's path. And you never know. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather do it and risk it. And even if they think I'm crazy, it's okay with me, you know, or then not do it. Because when somebody's path changes, it's a huge thing in the universe. Because most people go through their lives and their paths don't change very much. They tend to repeat the same patterns from one life to the next. And they carry the trauma from one life to the next. They tend to attract people that provoke the same issues from one life to the next. And it's not easy to break the pattern. And many of you have had your patterns broken and are looking at your lives in a totally different way since you've been coming to these calls. And these calls are just filled with keys that will help you do that. And it's really important in the world right now, as far as I'm concerned, because the world is kind of in a teeter-totter. Which way is it going to go? And we'll go into that later, okay? And Don Herman, I just got your question. We'll get to it today, okay? Hang on. Okay. So let's get started. Are you ready, Terry? No.
No.
Ready?
No.
Ready as you'll ever
be.
Never ready.
But I show up. We'll see what happens.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present on this line. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator as we listen to those words that we have just said. The one infinite creator is everywhere and knows everything and is the nothing from which everything springs from and supports and loves us. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Deb in La Pine, Oregon asks two questions here. How is my mother doing since she crossed over?
This is from who?
Deb.
Deb. Okay.
In La Pine, Oregon. She's been a regular on our call.
Yes. Yes. Your mother is concerned about you. Your mother loves you very much. And your mother wants to know that she did a good job and to have the affinity, the connection with you. She is concerned to have left you with things that she might have done but didn't. And that, in a way, is her message to you. She loves you and wishes she could have done more for you.
Thank you. Is her mother kind of watching her from the other side? Kind of like...
Her mother
space?
Is on the other side and is pursuing her transition. However, she has an eye out for you to watch over you, and as if she has an energy string and to you that she wishes to send you love and energy and wishes she could have done more. She really loves you.
Thank you. Next question from Deb is, I will be having medical tests that involve radiation. Am I doing anything that might endanger myself? I added that, okay? She said, what can I do to protect myself? And I wanted to ask, is she doing anything that could be dangerous?
Well, for one of the things is you can speak to your doctor and ask your doctor if there are things that you can do to protect you. There are protection that is provided, and have him explain to you what protection is provided and have him get you more familiar with the protection that they do provide. Also, to make sure you may wish to take some iodine supplements, which you could go to your health food store and ask how to take to protect your thyroid. Those are some of the things that we see.
Thank you. Don Herman has a really good question here. Should we embrace or clear and release our negativity, our so-called shadow self? And how can we tell the difference between our shadow self and outside negative beliefs that have become attached to us? Thank you, Don Herman. And Don, I just wanted to make a comment here, at least from my experience. I'm not sure we often have a choice when it says, how do we release our negativity or so-called shadow self? I don't have a choice anyway. I work with my shadow self. I've learned to work around it. It's kind of like a workaround, like a rock in the road. And that I've learned how it manifests and can direct me in a direction that would not be good for me. And I say, okay, I hear you. I'm not doing that, okay? That's a workaround. And as I keep just doing that, it seems to have less and less hold on me. But it's still there. I mean, one little episode, and it could really, and this is true for Terry, too. You know, one little episode, and it surfaces, and then you're in anger, or you're in some kind of disabled state, and knowing how to work around that when it comes up, okay? Like, Terry and I are getting good at it, because we know each other's shadow self fairly well, and when it comes up and we have a flare-up, we go through the flare, and then we just look at each other and smile and say, there it was again. And we move on, okay? It doesn't stick, okay? So there's an art to observing and letting it come up that helps to release it. The thing about it is oftentimes, to get your shadow self to come up, it comes up in relating to another person. And if you don't have anybody to relate to, then it just keeps backing up on you, okay? You know the feeling that I don't want to relate to anybody because I'm never going to fall in love again. Because every time I fall in love, I go through the same pattern and I don't want to do it. And, you know, you feel lonely and you feel like you wish there was someone there, but yet you won't let yourself be vulnerable. And I would say there's no better way to work out your shadow self than with another person, okay? But you got to pick an evolved other person, because otherwise it doesn't work out. It just gets caught up in recycling and everyone's mad at each other. So that's my comment. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. When one is able to stay totally in the now, then they are reacting in the best way possible to the stimulus of the moment. However, when something triggers something from the past and one moves into an incident and then is looking through the incident and the coloration that the incident has made back then, sometime in the past or the past life, can be more than one past life, a chain of things, and somebody triggers that, and whammo, all of a sudden the past moves straight into the now, and then one is responding out of the past, but it is not exactly the response that is called for at the moment, and they are seeing things through the colored glasses of what happened in the past. So parts of their body can shut down based upon whatever happened in the past. So when this happens and you notice that there is a pattern of anger coming up when somebody says a certain thing, and you feel negative and you respond negatively, just observe that and see if you can see more about it. So when one can get into the now, so they react in the moment according to the stimulus of the moment, then the responses are in coordinates with the now and what is the best response. If one gets colored by something from the past, then the responses tend to be too overwhelming, too angry, too negative, and one can even be embarrassed by the response. So the first thing is observing and seeing, is this something that seems like you do over and over and over when certain stimuli happen? Now, if it is something coming in from outside, like every time you drive through Watts or a certain section of town that is a very negative section of town, and then you're cranky and you don't know why, and you drive through Beverly Hills and then all of a sudden you're cheery. So you can observe your response in relationship to your surroundings and your environment. Or sometimes before an earthquake, there are undue pressures that are really coming from a place that one does not generally see, from a non-visible place. But certain energies are pressuring one. People can get mad at each other, and they don't even know why. Seniors in a grocery store banging their grocery carts against each other, just irritated. Men in the street yelling at each other, which isn't a general mood for that street. Then you can begin to say, is there something to do with the pressures of Earth and potential earthquakes that is affecting the mood? There are many things that can affect the mood. Low blood sugar can make one cranky, and not enough sleep can make one cranky. So fine-tune your observation to see directionally, where is this coming from? If it's earthquake energies, it will have a direction that it's coming from. People around you, you can hear them responding negatively to each other. But there is a direction. If you are in your house and you get some strange pictures, where directionally is this coming from? Is it an argument next door that's encroaching on your house? It is fine-tuning and not criticizing yourself for being negative, because these things are real. So when you fine-tune it and you get down to the cause, oh, that's the neighbors fighting again. Or, oh, man, that was the last family that lived in my house, and they're shouting at each other and stuck all in the walls. And we need to get Fred to clear it out. So fine-tuning directionally, where is it coming from? What is the tone level of it? Does it seem like a man and a woman? Or if it's something from my trade, does it seem like something concerning a woman? Or, what are the fine points that that when I look at those fine points, I can learn more. And once you find out really where it's coming from, then if it's something that you are creating and manufacturing, then you find out where it's coming from. It will just dissolve. Thank you.
Thank you. Like an add-on question to that, and Fred, who has been working with people, Fred, if you don't know Fred Book, Fred Books, he has the ability, he has a team, this is the way how he describes himself. He has a team on the other side. He has been coming into our calls for a long time. He has invited our team to work with his team, and they all seem to be agreed to working together. And he is able to project himself into a space and feel the energy in the space and see if there's any possessions, attachments, things in your house, things inside you. And when someone is working on the clearing of things, the clearing of their shadow side, how much of one's shadow side is connected to external, we could call them demonic forces, ET forces, external forces that are interfering with one? And is there any difference in one's technique to deal with an external force than there is with the shadow side?
I'm sorry, this is Terry. I just dropped out. So was this a question for the Elohim?
Yes. Should I ask it again?
Yes, please. Let me go back to the chat.
When one is dealing with influences that pull one off center, sabotage one, there's one element of that which you could call your shadow side, which is your track, your patterns, your traumas, things that you bring forth through many lifetimes. And there's another thing that Fred Brooks looks at and says there's a lot of external influences that are attempting or succeeding in attaching themselves to people. And kind of throwing them off center. And is there a difference in one's personal approach to dealing with those two different ways that people are distracted from being who they really are?
Yes, that's what we were talking about when we were talking about fine-tuning to see what the cause is. If, say, it is the neighbor next door and it's a very negative situation and it's boiling over onto your property and then you notice it, then you can confine it. You can say, you can detune from it. Oh, that's the guy next door of you. And you can dismiss it. It's like tuning a radio, tuning things out that don't have anything to do with you, really. If it's some argument that's gone in the house 20 years ago and stuck in the walls, you can say, oh, man. You know, there's all this negative energy in the house, and you can address it, and you can dismiss it. If it's something on your own track, then you need to observe it and see what your pattern is that you have come come up over and over and dismiss, that will dismiss itself when you find out enough about it that your attention can come off it. You can not be triggered anymore by similar circumstances.
Thank you. Next question is from Chris in Memphis. And he asks, I'm in the process of clearing myself with help. Do you have any advice for me as far as protection, grounding, and raising my vibration, etc.?
Thank you. Keep your energy level as high as you can by eating good food, keeping your blood sugar level high, taking good care of yourself, staying away from debilitating influences such as alcohol or drugs, to keep your own center so that you can evaluate circumstances around you, whether you should participate or whether you should hold back. Keeping your house in order, keeping your house clean, keeping your surroundings and your transactions, your transportation as clean as possible to avoid conflict. Those are some of the things that come off the top of my our energy head. We take a further look here because we do see healing in progress from the hernia operation. We do see damage to the liver, so working hard to keep the toxins out of the body, to clear the body of toxins. It would be good if you could eliminate the cause of hepatitis C. If you could eliminate the virus, that is a physical drag on your system. So do things to build your liver, make your liver stronger. Nutrition, cleansing, perhaps even a series of colonics with a very good colonic therapist. Those are some of the things we see.
How about drinking a lot of ozonated water?
That is always good, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to do one more question. Aaron, I don't know. I said you haven't said the city you were in, and we're running out of time. So please send your question in again next week, okay? This is an important question here. It has to do with a Monday call, and a question that Raiden addressed on Monday. And when we first started this work, and I was talking to Daphne, there was a lot of, I asked a lot of questions trying to figure this out. And there was a question about this division of souls. There are going to be certain souls that graduated and others that have to be cycle repeaters. And in order to graduate, you needed your heart chakra open slightly more than half in service to other style. And their answer was, as I recall it, that there would be the option of getting on the correct track up to 2017. And that in 2017, the door might close. In other words, the people that would be graduated would graduate, and the others wouldn't. Now, I do believe that we are creating a lot of last-minute opportunities for people. I may be wrong, but because we are out there in a public way, and we don't approach this in the traditional New Age manner, people find us, and they just, you know, end up getting on a positive track as a result of our call. And the question that David in Manchester, England is asking is, during your talk on Monday, a question was asked about the timeline being wrapped up in 2017, depending on the consciousness of the planet. What does this mean to the population of Earth? Thank you.
Thank you. It means different things to different people. There are Earth changes, the potentials for difficulties to do with the interaction between people and Earth, the Earth itself. As the Earth is shifting, that is one of the things that we look at. The other are difficulties in the coordination between countries, whether it would move into a breakdown of society due to money. People are affected differently by their consciousness, by their attitudes, by their location, by their resources, by their ability to communicate with their neighbors. We would suggest that individuals get to know your neighbors, get to know where the farmers are. We are not saying that this is something that will break down, but there is a possibility, and in case of such possibility, it is good to know these things. Even in your daily life, it is good to know these things. We had said previously that things looked okay to 2017. We did not mean that everything would fall apart in 2017. We saw potentials, and those are our comments. Each individual, as they build their family unit, their community, are building a network for their future. And the more that this happens, the better each individual will be to have the best outcome possible in light of anything that may happen or whatever they may encounter.
Thank you. We're going to end our call now. We went over. I don't know if we're off the PBS or not. In any case, we're still on? Okay. We're wishing everyone on BBS love and light. I want to thank you. So, some of you have been sending donations, and I tell you, it really makes a difference, it really, particularly to Terry, because, you know, this work we're doing, I know how important it is. And it does take a certain level of sacrifice, because I'm really an irresponsible guy, and I love running around and having fun. And I'm not doing it. I am doing it, but I have to keep a certain seriousness to maintain this. And so does Terry. And Terry feels such warm gratitude when even little donations come in, because we know it's like a vote for what we're doing. So we thank you so much for that. And on that note, let me unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And we're unmuted. And we'll see you all next time. Thank you to everyone that asked.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you all.